Tomb number one. Proceed now to the left, where you will see a tomb that is not particularly imposing. It is, however, hewn out of the rock, half above the ground and half underground. Pass through the rectangular entrance in order to be led into the interior of the chamber. Here you see two small niches for children burials and five niches for adults. If you look around the burial niches, you will see some remains of colourful plaster with which was covered the entire internal surface of the tomb. This plaster was added in order to protect the stone and also to decorate the interior of the tomb so that it appeared richer. The laying of the tomb walls with this plaster created the illusion that they were covered with an expensive material like marble, which was often imported to the island. Come out from the tomb and proceed further down towards the side of the sea, following the wide earthen road. A few steps further down, you will see on the left the tumulus, that is to say the rocky hill, and afterwards the sign of direction that will lead you to tomb number two.